Blog Talk Radio.
I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and singing the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Yeah, that was a speech from my man, Martin Luther King Jr. And, you know, I had to do this 911 emergency show today because basically I want to send a shout out to all my black heroes, like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, you know, all of our black leaders that have definitely did their blood and their sweat and their tears in order for us to be who we are today. Now, the 911 call today show is basically about there was a blunt attack on our president, Barack Hussein Obama, today from the New York Post, from one of their cartoonists, Sean DeLonis, a cartoonist from the New York Post. And basically, he wrote and did an illustration, basically dictating, apparently, our president as a monkey with three bullet holes in him, dead, and two apparently Caucasian-looking cops, and the words written on the top coming from the heads of the Caucasian cops were, they'll have to find someone else to write the next stimulus bill. So take what you want. Should African Americans be offended by this? Should we retaliate? Should we pay it no mind? But it's a direct slander of provoking violence when we're trying so much to basically be at harmony, be at one, like our wonderful Martin Luther King Jr. wanted all of us black, white, Hispanic to sit at a table of brotherhood. But when people write ignorant things like this, what are we supposed to do? I am foremost appalled, disgusted by this. It takes somebody to have a lot of balls to sit here and do something like that, especially when we know that you're doing this. Who else was passing the stimulus bill other than Barack Obama? There's no way of getting out of this. There's no way of saying it was a joke. Why would somebody sit here and do something like this? Why? That's the question. And we want to hear from our callers. What do they think about the situation, white, black, Hispanic? How do you feel about this illustration? We're going to go to the line. Joseph, I know you're on the line with us. What's up?
Hey. Yes, I saw the drop, the newspaper clip that you were talking about. I don't know. I have to agree. Someone obviously does have a lot of balls to do that, which I think was kind of stupid.
I mean, taking the fact that, hey, this is our chief, man, commander-in-chief. Oh, they can that could be something that's very dangerous.
As if it weren't, but it doesn't surprise me one bit. I mean, a while back, one of the cast members of Seinfeld said something that didn't sit well with the black community.
Yeah.
Of course, I think you know which one I'm talking about, the one who played Kramer.
And you know the crazy thing about it? I actually loved Kramer. I loved his character, and I always watched Seinfeld. But it made me feel kind of disturbed for him to come out his mouth and say something like that, you know. But, you know, he apparently he apologized for that whole situation.
I know, but...
Yeah, but it still doesn't...
Tom tells me it's going to scar him for life.
Yeah. It's got him for life because basically he sat there and he made that remark and it, you know, and I don't think a lot of people think about how detrimental these things when they say out their mouth or the things that they do can be detrimental to their career.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I thought after Obama made it to the White House, we would be behind all the segregation, but I guess not.
The thing about it is that we thought that, you know, people would be a little bit, you know, a little bit more mature than this, you know, and we would maybe at least be to the point where we could accept, you know, that racism basically would have ceased a little bit. But this was a bold, blunt attack, you know, on our president. And I found it seriously untasteful, very untasteful, and appalling. And I feel that there needs to be, you know, somebody needs to be reprimanded for the situation. And the chief editors, the people that approve this, they shouldn't have never went and let this become released to the public, you know, if they honestly felt that it would cause an uproar. What do you think about this?
I don't know what to think. I mean, you're right, they should be reprimanded for this. And whether or not they will be their decision. I don't know.
And the thing about it is, if you guys want to basically call the Washington Post, I mean, not the Washington Post, but if you want to call the New York Post and give them a piece of your mind, you can call them. I'm giving out the number. You can call them at 212-930-8000. If you want to give the Washington Post a piece of your mind and tell them what were they thinking about to allow this to be printed out, call them. You know, hey. And if you want to call in and tell us how you feel about this situation, call in at 347-826-7722. It's definitely appalling. How do you feel the American people are going to react to this, Joseph?
Well, if things aren't, how are they going to feel? Well, I hope for one thing it does not cause those idiots, the Ku Klux Klan to rise again, for one thing. And I'm sure it's probably gonna piss off the black community for one thing, for sure.
I definitely, as me being an African American, I am appalled and I'm pissed off. And I know.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you all are angered by it.
No, but I mean, it's, you know, it's no offense to you, even though I know you are of Caucasian nature. You know.
Well.
It's because you didn't do the remark. You didn't make the remark. But, you know, I can't sit here and get mad at all Caucasian people because of some ignorant decision that somebody decided to do.
Well, I'm just hoping this doesn't erupt into a race war, as if it hadn't already, with the Muslims attacking America.
Yeah, that's true. I'm gonna bring in one more other caller and see how they feel about it. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's up, young soldier?
Oh, what's going on?
Ain't nothing much. You're live with me and Joseph. This is a 911 show today, man. We're talking about the blunt attack on our president by cartoonist Sean Delano from the New York Post. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but he made an illustration that they put up on the website and printed out of a monkey who had 3 bullets in him and was dead. And basically, the two police officers apparently are of Caucasian nature. And in the scriptures it says, they'll have to find someone else to write the next stimulus bill.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. That's wild. I mean, you know, that's just ignorance, you know what I mean? That's all that is. That's ignorance, you know what I'm saying? But he'll bounce back, no problem. He just got to move forward, you know what I'm saying? People going to take action, what they going to do about it, because, you know what I'm saying, I hate to say it, but if it was vice versa and we did something like that, you know what I'm saying, they would have been all over whoever did it, you know what I mean?
Joseph is of Caucasian age. That doesn't mean that, you know, I'm going to sit here and be mad at all Caucasian people. The fact that some ignorant fool decided he wanted to do something like that, it takes a lot of balls. You know, what I'm trying to ask you is, do you feel that cartoonists and the people who actually allowed him to print this out, they allowed this to go through to get reprimanded?
Yeah, no doubt. They should be in trouble, you know what I mean? And they should, no doubt. But nah, that don't give you the right to go out there and hate, you know what I'm saying, a Caucasian, because that's just a group of ignorant people. You gotta they gotta feel the wrath of what needs to happen. But nah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's messed up, but it don't give you the right to go out there and hate everyone, you know what I'm saying, every Caucasian person out there, because, you know what I'm saying, you just can't do that. You gotta go for the ones that's, you know what I'm saying, involved with it, you know what I mean? And I would think that there was somebody who had common sense in that whole situation to say, nah, we ain't even gonna print that up there.
I would have had honestly thought that somebody would have in there would have at least had some common sense. And the crazy point about it, that we had one radio station, I was listening to Michael Baton's show, he basically said that basically the average number of people that actually support the New York Post are African Americans, and they basically read the like sports section, apparently. The biggest supporters. And I was like, why would they sit there and make some kind of slander like this towards our chief? You know, come on, man, come on. This is the head honcho in command, and you're doing this nonsense.
Yeah,
you know, I think that African Americans might be in an uproar. This might cause an uproar.
No, I mean it shouldn't. You know what I mean? Just like I said, you gotta hit the people that's involved. You know what I'm saying? It's ways to destroy that. You know what I'm saying? Stop supporting that certain newspaper, ASAP. And I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? You gotta stop buying. You know what I mean? If you really want to make an impact, just stop buying it. You know what I'm saying? Don't even buy it no more.
And Joseph, as you being a Caucasian descent, do you feel like it's going to be a lot of, you know, naysayers and a lot of people, you know, looking more down at, you know, the Caucasian, you know, society?
I hope not.
I'm hoping I pray not to. But, you know.
But just, you know.
Hello?
I do not read the newspaper, so I'm glad I didn't see.
Yeah. I mean, for all those that weren't able to see it, you can go to www.lushradioonline.com, chunkhustlers.com. You can go to theconsultingguy.com, .net.
I know.
Go to all of basically all the networks that I have or my blogs, and you can see the cartoon, and you can also go to the Washington Post. If they, no one banned them from, you know, having it up, but you can go over there and check it out. And if you want to make a complaint and you want to call them directly and give them your own opinion about how you feel, it's 212-930-8000, man. Because really, in order for us to change for idiots like this, we have to make a stand. We have to make a stand. Seriously.
By the way, Leshy.
Mm-hmm.
When you mentioned that monkey thing, it also made me think of what some of the wildlife organizations, including the Humane Society, are going to think about that. I think that probably...
You know the crazy thing about it? On the news, they actually shot a monkey.
They actually shot him.
They actually shot him. I looked on the news today. They shot a monkey today. Apparently,
yeah,
the monkey.
It tore off a lady's face, though.
Yeah, it tore off a lady's face, and they actually shot the monkey to death.
Yes.
Man. And I know how you are about those animals, man, you know. Those animals. You love those animals, man. Shout out to the wolves.
Yeah.
So what happened with that story though? Young soldier with the whole monkey thing.
Well, it was supposedly, you know, saying attacked the lady, and ripped off her face. So what they did? Yeah, they shot it, and you know what I'm saying, real talk. I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you, man. I tell everybody the same when it comes to animals and stuff like that. If you provoke these animals or you go inside the territory, you got to realize, man, you got to expect the unexpected. It's like that's just like any neighborhood. That's like even with your family, if somebody come in your house and violate, your first instinct is to protect yourself and protect your family. And you know what I'm saying? A lot of times that's all they doing. You know what I'm saying? People say, man, well, This tagger attacked me for no reason. Dude, a tagger, that's in the wild. They, you know what I'm saying? They are born and raised to attack. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know how far to go with them and how far not to go with them. Because if they feel threatened, their first instinct is to do what they got to do. But don't fault the monkey for doing what he's supposed to do. This is what he's supposed to do. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I don't know the whole thing of what she did to him or what not, but
animals, man. What are animals?
I'm sorry to interrupt there, Leshy, but a while back I saw a sketch drawing. You remember a while back the Michael Vick incident?
Yeah.
With his dog, with the whole dog fighting ring and abuse
mm-hmm.
from the animals,
mm-hmm.
he apologized and realized his mistake. Well, on a MySpace page of a local WWE superstar, and this isn't going to sound so Mr. Crazy, but it features Michael Vick in that at court, and his jury were all animated cartoon dogs.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm sorry about that, but I just saw the look on their face.
Okay, all right,
I saw the look on their face. They were like giving him the cold look, not happy at Michael Vick, and Michael Vick's going, nah.
What? Okay, all right.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
And I know, I'm sorry. It's just...
okay, Joe, just stay on the line with us, Joe, man. We're going to bring in some more callers, Joe, buddy. That's what it is. Let me bring these callers in. 210, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, and Young Soldier and Joseph. What it do?
Hey, man, it's your boy GAC calling out of San Antonio, Texas. You know, I'm talking about listening to y'all, man, talk about this monkey situation.
Yeah, man, you know, basically, I don't know if a lot of people seen it, you know, or you seen it. It's basically, you got your man Sean Delano that basically, you know, did an illustration out of the New York Post, you know, basically pictating, you know, your man Obama. Basically, he said, you know, he has a cartoon with two Caucasian police officers with a weapon, you know, basically shooting a monkey with three bullets in it. And then what the caption is, it says, they'll have to find someone else to write the next stimulus bill.
Oh, okay.
About that situation. How you feel about that situation?
I mean, it's just real ignorance. I mean, you can't get mad at somebody just because they destined for greatness, you know what I mean? Because this man is, you know, he educated, you know, went to Harvard, you know. I mean, he's actually half white, you know. And I mean, people, it's just kind of like a jealousy thing. You know, when anybody try to get into the spotlight, you know, you always going to run into a situation where people going to have their opinion. So I let the clown say what the clown say, you know. And, hey, we're not really worried about that in 2009. We bought some positivity. And, you know, there's nothing they can do about it. He already in the office. So, I mean, it's going to be negativity and ignorance, but we just got to overlook it.
But do you feel that, you know what I'm saying, that somebody should be reprimanded, like this illustrator should be reprimanded and lose his job, and at the same time the editors that allowed this to be printed out should basically pay a punishment for this, because this is direct attack, you know? And for all those people that's listening, you can call in at 347-826-7722, and if you want to voice your opinion to the Washington Post, you can go to the New York Post, with, you know, New York Post is 212-930-8000, and tell them how you feel about it. So do you feel like they should be reprimanded or not?
I feel like of course they should be reprimanded, just like Don Imus. You know, if you go out and you say ignorant stuff, you know what I mean, you gonna have to, you know, reap the consequences of that, you know. So they need to definitely do something, because I already know it's going to be a campaign going on. They're going to get Al Sharpton out there. You know what I mean? It's going to go down. You know, we can't really just have all this negativity, you know, and it ain't, you know, this guy ain't even been in office a month yet, and they're already talking crazy and doing ridiculous stuff. So it's just only going to get worse.
Why do you feel that they're so angry about him passing this stimulus bill?
I mean, the whole thing is just that I think that, as, you know, Caucasians, I would be politically correct, I just don't think that they actually would like to see any type of African-American in a position of power, you know, and it really bothers them, you know, because you have an actual, you know, a person of color that's like the first black president to ever get in the office, and it's not really about race, it's all about him actually trying to accomplish something and do something opposed to what actual President Bush did, was, you know, go out and put us in this situation, and now he's out of office and he thinks, you know, it's funny. You know, he having fun while, you know, people are losing their job and losing their houses. And you see Obama actually trying to do something. I mean, it's not going to just overnight, you know, but something is better than nothing. Take the money from all these rich people that always, like you said, the Wall Street, you know, executives that actually cause a lot of these problems are getting bonuses and going on these lavish trips while we sit back and they taking $300-$400 out of our checks when that could be in our pocket. You know what I mean? So,
Stay on the line with me. I got a hotline going on, and I'm gonna bring in another caller, man, because this is a hot issue. Two oh two, you live in the building with your girl Lushy Lush, and all the wonderful callers, man. And we talking about the situation with the monkey issue, you know, with your man just doing a straight slander from the New York Post, man. How you feel about this, 202? 202?
Yes. Hello.
I don't know if you saw this, 202, but basically, a cartoonist from, you know, the New York Post basically drew up a picture like with a monkey with three bullets in it and two Caucasian apparently police officers, and then in the caption it states they'll have to find someone else to write the stimulus bill. How do you feel about that?
Yo, I kind of feel upset about it. You know, a little hurt and betrayed. And so far of just like, why would they put something out like that? Now, I understand why, but just so far as putting it out there and taking that extra step, that extra mile of making it into like a cartoon of calling President Obama a monkey.
Yeah, you know, that's the situation is like, that done anything, but why do they have to make him, make him a monkey? What is that? What was that? And then the other thing that I'm like, why did he have to do it on Black History Month, a direct slap in our faces, man? What's up with that?
See, the thing is that whenever something is like that, you know, they're screaming out for attention. They're screaming out, look at me, look at me. They're trying to voice their opinion and how they feel, whatever. So the only way to get that across is to be negative and throw up, you know, cartoons of a monkey, you know, just being real negative about it. And that's the only way they can be seen and heard.
You know, it's just really appalling to me the fact that, you know, these people sit here and allow this to be printed. So do you feel like they should get reprimanded for this situation, or we should just ignore it as if it never happened?
Well, the thing is that you can't ignore too much, but you can't give too much energy and of your time to take notice of it, because the more they notice that you take notice of it, the more they're going to put out and the more they're going to try to do and push whatever. So I think a part of me say we, as Black people, that we should ignore it to a certain extent.
I agree with him, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Young Soda. Do not at all entertain this stuff so high, you know what I'm saying? Don't get out there and put all that energy into it. So, yeah, they did what they did. Fire their ass and keep it moving. Don't sit there and keep playing ball with these cats. Because just like he said, when you put too much energy in these people, they're going to keep on doing it. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait no 2-3 weeks down the line, 4 weeks down the line. Get in there tomorrow. When they get back to wherever they're going to be at and open up, tell them Joker said, man, look, y'all fired for what y'all did. Ban everything from off the site. Because they do it with everybody else. I don't care what the hell goes on, but if that was something other than just that Obama situation or something like that, they would have banned it from the whole internet. You wouldn't have been able to find a video. Ban the whole shit, fire them, keep on moving. Don't sit there and entertain the stuff too long, though.
And the thing about it is that, you know, I heard the situation off of the Michael Bazin show, and he said his inbox was lighting up, and, you know, people were, like, hurt, you know, and this, that, and the third. And I was looking on Fox News. I would have thought, like, most of the news stations would have it up, and nobody actually had it up at all.
Yeah, because they, Lush, they don't want, nobody wants to, let me tell you how serious, I mean, and I'm pretty sure everybody else, I don't know if y'all agree with me or would not, but this little cartoon that they did with this monkey stuff could start something real big. You know, it could get out of hand and some people can get hurt. People don't understand, far coming from a, you know what I'm saying, from a black side point of view, you know what I'm saying, this is how riots and stuff start. This is how people get hurt behind stupid little stuff like this to entertain it like that, because somebody can end up really, really getting hurt, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I agree. So to avoid all of that, you know, hate and crime and, you know, this popping up, I think that, you know, you should ignore it, because what they're doing is they're waiting for you to respond. They're plain and simple, they're waiting. They want you to act the fool because they acting the fool.
Thank you.
I agree. I agree because of what I saw a while back from Gangland concerning the L.A. riots when the police started beating up on one of the blacks down there, which I admit was kind of horrifying, because it got me to think if the police could do that to blacks, they could also do it to whites, Hispanics, Jews, or any other person, human being of an ethnic background.
So what do you feel about it? What do you feel about Barack Obama being in office?
He should be president. I mean, I voted for him a while back before anyone else, and I'm happy to see him in the White House at last, because Bush was nothing more than a lame duck.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I don't want it to turn around and, you know, next thing you know, they're like, well, Obama is influencing black people to, you know, against white people, or, you know, just crimes, or just because, you know, whatever we do as a people or whatever we feel, they're going to try to put it on him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's for our best interest, for as us as the people, to not, you know, participate and entertain that. Because like I said, whatever we do as people, you know, he's on the chopping block.
Mhm. That is so true, 202.
Yeah, I mean, but I agree with you on that also. I mean, but it's not really even the violence aspect. I mean, it's more of like a situation where, you know, it's really something that's never really going to change. It's really sad. I mean, racism, and, you know, we went through this, you know, as African Americans all our lives, and nothing's going to change. It's the only difference is that we can actually go in a restaurant, we can go in a public bathroom, racism out there. You know what I mean? It's always going to exist. It's just not as much. And I think that now, since it's a different situation, African American running the president, that it's just gonna, people are gonna go on more links to try to get attention, and, you know. So we just got, you know, we got to sit back and just, you know, watch the show, you know, because if we go out and do stupid like you said, that's all gonna fall back on him, and then that's just gonna show exactly what they have of African Americans anyway, because we're doctors, lawyers, you know, millionaires and successful business people also, you know. I think it's just, you know, it's just here to stay, so.
Yeah, I agree with you on that too, Big Dog. But you know what I'm saying? You got to watch it. Just like 202 said, Obama going to be on the chopping block. And if me and, you know what I'm saying, any little thing that we do now, he going to be held responsible for. Because if me and 202 get fighting right now, and I'm wearing an Obama shirt, they don't care if me and 202 got fighting. All they're going to look at is, oh, he did that because he got the Obama shirt on. Every little thing we do, they're going to try, it's going to reflect back onto him. So, you know what I'm saying? We don't need to really entertain this thing. And that's probably why they didn't put it on the news. Because it could send this thing into an uproar, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it could give them bad ratings, you know. I mean, it's a lot that can happen, that can go on, whatever. And it's just that we need to take it, you know, one day at a time, whatever. And like I was saying about, you know, what we do affect him, you know, it falls back on him. But as, you know, as us being black people, whatever, we should want him to succeed and not, you know, make him think otherwise or make other people think otherwise.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, the stimulus bill, you know, that he's passing, you know, this is the first time that us as people are basically really getting involved with it because he actually, you know, put it online. So people get to view it, and, you know, it's actually supposed to be set to help people. You know, my man Joe, man, how do you feel about the whole stimulus pack, stimulus bill?
The whole stimulus bill, I believe, is a good idea. Whether or not Republicans agree with it is their decision. but it's a good decision. Hopefully it will work. And hopefully it will bring some money back into the economy.
That's true. We all hope that happens. Soldier, how you feel about the stimulus bill?
We need it. I mean, we need it. Everybody hurting right now. You know what I'm saying? White, blacks, purple, green, it don't matter. We hurting. The whole world is hurting right now. And what he did, he just trying to keep everybody at peace. You know what I'm saying? To help out to bring this economy back to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? But just, you know what I'm saying? People don't want to give up them vacations and them luxury cars and stuff. They don't want to do that. They rather see other people suffer. But you know what I'm saying? It's the same amount of black people, just like it's the same amount of white people, same amount of expanded. Everybody hurting. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't up there with BMWs and stuff paid for taking vacations, you hurting. You know what I'm saying? This affects everybody. You know what I mean? So by him doing that, he's trying to help out everybody. He didn't go sign a stimulus bill just for black people or for white people. He signed this bill for America. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get back on his feet. But you know, that's what we need to do. So we needed it. He promised it. We needed it. I was looking forward for it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We need it.
That's what's up. 210. How you feel about it, man? 210.
Huh?
Caller from Texas.
Oh, 218 is Jack. Yeah,
okay.
Man. Yeah, man. Can I do a little plug or whatever?
Get your plug in, boo.
Yeah, man. Y'all hit me up, man. It's your boy GAT. I'm on Twitter. You know what I mean? I'm on myspace.com/GAT404. Go check me out. But anyways, man. You know what I mean? I'm kind of. You know what I mean. But anyways. Like, basically, you know, I mean, definitely it's like he's actually trying to do something except letting it just get worse and worse. I mean, you're looking at major companies that have been around for 20 or 30 years, all of a sudden they're going bankrupt. I mean, it's ridiculous. We got to try to do something. Everybody may not agree with it, but at least he's trying to do something opposed to sitting back, just letting the whole, you know, everybody just go into bankruptcy and just get worse, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, yes, sir. You're right about that one.
I will try something, you know what I mean? If it don't work, hey, you know, but I believe it's going to work.
That's what's up. Call
it ain't just because I'm black, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, hey, he trying something different. Like, for instance, if me, you know, if I did the same thing I did in 2008 and do it in 2009, I'm just going to get the same results. So, hey, let's do what we got to do.
Well, I'm glad that he's not following suit, you know what I'm saying? That's
exactly.
You know, that's a good thing about it. Calling from the 202, because you live in the district. you know, where my man Obama's, you know, laying down the platform. How you feel about the stimulus, man?
I can honestly agree with everybody on this line. I mean, there's not much I can say because, you know, everybody else basically handled it and covered over it, whatever. Like I said, I would like to see that money. and that's really it. Like, you know, I don't have a bad job or nothing like that.
You gotta be realistic, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta be realistic, you know, like, I mean, I wish I had $1 million in the bank, but hey, shit, you gotta go, you're 9 to 5, do what you gotta do. Get out here and grind and hustle, you know what I mean? I don't call it recession, I call it recess. You know
I just
mean?
Think
yeah.
With this, with him doing this, would help people, you know. It's helping, it's giving them a push, you know, somewhere, because people are starting over every day, you know. So it's giving them that little extra push to make things happen.
Yeah, and, you know, at Lush, anybody, she know. Now, you know, I come from the ghetto, you know what I'm saying? I'm born in the ghetto. I'm going to die in the ghetto, you know what I'm saying? This is what I call home. And I tell people all the time, man, and to see it is something different. We need to get this, you know what I'm saying, to get America back to where you need to where it needs to be. Because when people ain't got money and they can't eat, y'all know what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Insane.
Y'all know what kind of stuff that happens. You know, y'all want that. If you don't sign, I mean, my thing is, if you don't get America back, you can cancel your crime. Your crime rate is going to go sky high because when people got to eat, they got to eat.
True.
So, you know what I'm saying? You need, let this man do what he got to do. Don't fault the man for doing this because you let Bush put us in this situation. Y'all let this man run 2 times. And I'm not, when I say y'all, big dog, I'm not talking about the white people or the black people. The whole America let this guy sit in office. He had 8 years to mess this whole country up, and that's what he did. Them 8 years he sat in office put us back a lot of years and ran us broke, you know what I'm saying? So let this man straighten it out. Just like dude say, you know, this is not an overnight thing. This is a building process. Let this man do what he got to do. Republican, Democrats, y'all can just cancel all that Democrat and Republican stuff out and just sit y'all ass at one table and come together. So you know what? Let's beef after we get this country back together. Then y'all go to beefing right now. Y'all shouldn't even be beefing. Y'all should be trying to get the country back right. Then after we get paid, yeah, y'all go ahead back to beefing. I'll beef with you, but
the Republicans don't want to see that. They don't want to see that because that's taking their money. That's taken from them. And I was watching on the news that, you know, that they was wondering where Obama's getting all this money from, taking it all from, you know, these different high companies, and, you know, they're taking vacations and, you know, these luxury places and stuff like that. So the Republicans don't want to see that. Just how we had a change, they don't want to see a change in their pockets.
For sure.
They want to continue. They want to continue. So other than that, whatever, that's their whole defense right there.
You know what doesn't make sense to me is, like, just like Young Soldier to rebut on what he said, basically, you know, people sat here for like 8 years and saw this dude. Like, I mean, we sat here and let this dude have 2 terms, okay? And nobody complained when he was writing bills. Nobody sat there and said, oh, man, we ain't really look at this. Passing all kinds of sneaky bills that the American people never knew about.
You're right.
Until afterwards.
Because it's,
you know,
it's the biggest
thing suffering for that now.
You know,
people
we
scared of change.
You know, we but you know one thing that I wanted to say also is, you know what's crazy with just people, the Americans ourselves, is that everybody voted for Obama, right? But what happened to our local government that basically that has a lot of influence on our children's schools and, you know, and basically the taxes that we pay in regular states? Why didn't people go out and vote for them? And they just, like, they stopped and ceased after the whole Obama election. What happened?
Because people are, I hate to say this, but certain individuals in America alone. Us as black people, and you know what I'm saying, you got a lot of white people that did vote for Obama. They had that faith. You know what I'm saying? The people that don't, that didn't have that faith, they didn't really care. Nobody cares about the local government, all the stuff going on. Their biggest thing is, his thing was, he was black and he made history. And that's what everybody's keen on. They don't care about what else goes. They don't even care about the school system no more, none of that. Everybody's so up on this stimulus bill and what he gonna do and what he gonna change. And at the end of the day, the dude is trying to make everything right. You know what I'm saying? It's a big mess he gotta clean up. The mess is in the White House, and you gotta get a man out most respect because he stepped into a big mess up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So this you know what I'm saying? I couldn't even tell you who the mayor of South Carolina, North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? And that nobody cares. They focus on him. They did the same thing with Clinton, when Clinton was in office, I'm sorry, everybody was eating. But the minute Clinton got some head, they didn't care about how much bills he passed, how much money. They want to know about the head situation. Stupid America focus on the smallest little things. And they try to blow it up. Just like my man 202 said, you know what I'm saying, don't entertain that BS, because that's what they want. They sitting back right now. Dude probably got another cartoon ready to hit as soon as we act stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he doing. He's sitting there waiting like, yeah, I'm going to get these people to act stupid and do all this. He trying to turn this whole little stuff around. So that's why, just like my man said, don't entertain it. Let it rock. But we need to get back and say, you know what I'm saying, we are Americans, let's make this stuff happen. But come tomorrow, I'm going to go find out who the mayor is, because I don't even know who won the election, because I wasn't even really focused on it.
Mm-hmm. But
I wasn't focused on it either, what was going on here in Florida, because the last time I was focused on Florida was when the whole ballots got screwed up.
Yeah, they take the light off of the local stuff, and nobody really cares no more. The country's hurting. So who's mayor and who ain't mayor? I just heard, what's your boy, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he got to cut all kind of damn jobs now. And only reason I heard that because it came across my blog stuff, but other than that, I wouldn't even think about paying attention to him. I don't.
Well, it doesn't surprised me, especially from a guy who called someone a girly man. And that's kind of funny, too.
I just think as America, we are just basically allowing America go this deep and this far. This is the consequences that we have to deal with now. We have to deal with losing jobs and, you know, no money and trying to provide for the family and just everything.
It's just like we just need right now.
You know, everybody, he did, 8 years? And it don't seem like nobody had too much issues, you know, giving him those many years. So now that he basically fucked it up, everybody's crying now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't cry too much of your doing. And like Homeboy said, it's not just the blacks and then the white. It's America all together.
Hey, yeah, I'm here to interject. You know, the Homeboy, man, is this GAT from San Antonio. You know what I mean? Like, you know, basically, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but, you know, I'm about to go ahead and jump in the studio and start getting it popping, you know what I mean? But, like, I'm going to make it last a little, you know, thing so I, you know, how, you know, jump out. I mean, basically, at the end of the day, we got to deal with it, man. We've been dealing with this all our life. We're going to continue to run up against obstacles. This is just another ignorant clown that, you know, just felt that he could do something, you know, to try to get us out of our mold. But it's 2009. We ain't playing that. we trying to better as a people. You know what I mean? I got Mexican homeboys. I got white homeboys. It ain't even a race thing no more, man. It's about, you know, everybody trying to come together to try to get the country back. So that's basically it, man. So y'all have a good one, man. You know what I mean? And I'm going to check back in with the radio show.
That's
right.
Tell the people where they can hit you up.
Oh, yeah. Hit me up, myspace.com/GAT404. I'm also going to, you know, hit you up and see some MP3s, you know, because I actually hit you up off of Twitter, you know what I mean? As y'all know, Twitter is popping off, you know what I mean? It's killing my face and Facebook. I mean, I got like 440 people following me, and I only been on here for a week. I mean, the internet is the future. As you see, the internet radio station, as soon as I saw your link, I hit you up like, yo, let me see what she's talking about, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It's cool, you know what I mean? It's the wave of the future, and y'all gonna really definitely hear about me. You know what I mean? But hey, you know, I'm gonna hit y'all up though, but y'all take it easy.
Thank you. All right. For your on that. And America, like I said, man, we really need to take responsibility for our actions, man. 'Cause I mean, it's just a whole bunch of nonsense. You know, and if you wanna, you know, voice your opinion on the situation, call in at 347-826-7722. You know, and the question I want to ask, you know, you guys on the line, what is the future of this racism situation? Will we ever get away from this ignorance?
Nope.
Never.
Never. I feel the same way. I mean, as long as you got ignorant people out there, you always going to have it. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, it'll go down, but it'll never go away.
As long as you have people, period.
Yeah,
as long as you have people, present, you can't tell people how to think, what to say, how to feel. Everybody going to feel a different way. Everybody going to think a different way.
So what do you feel that, you know, going down the line, what do you think you can do to make some kind of change and to deal with this ignorance, starting from you, Joe?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, try a little respect people no matter what race they are and not give in to prejudice or hatred for one thing. And hopefully support Obama and not any hate group either.
Yeah, that's true. So, young soldier, what you going to do as an individual to try to just, you know, come up with a solution on change, man?
I mean, encourage my, you know what I'm saying, my brothers and my sisters, man, just, I got to tell them to keep their head up, you know what I'm saying? Don't think ignorant, you know what I'm saying? Just keep your head up, you know what I'm saying? Stay focused, cause, and don't judge somebody, you know what I'm saying? Don't judge a book by its cover, you know what I'm saying? Give everybody a chance and keep rocking, you know what I'm saying? Just take that negative stuff out your life and just keep it rocking. That's how I rock. I don't see color, you know what I mean? So it don't really matter to me. I just don't see color, you know what I'm saying? I'll let you hang yourself. I'll supply you the rope and the chair. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you to hang yourself. So.
That's the truth. 202, how you feel about that, 202? What you going to do?
Well, the first thing is to educate our young people because they are the generation and they are the future. So if we start them off young, hopefully the world will just keep going around. That's the first thing, and just, you know, install respect and, you know, culture and just freedom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, honestly, if we start with our young people, that, you know, as we keep going, the world will change. You know, we have a black president. And it wasn't, and a big percentage of it was because of the young people voted. So I think that's how we're going to start changing and keep moving up in the world.
Okay. So that's what's up, 202. And can you tell the people where they can hit you at, 202?
Yeah, you can hit me up on MySpace. It's Tony Webb, and you can just look me up on this.
That's what's up, 202, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the future belongs to us, man, but we got to make change, and this ignorance just has to cease, man, you know. And if we play into it, because basically what they want us to do is have an uproar and act like we don't have any sense and, you know, act a fool and don't act civil. And they want us to be monkeys. They want us to be savage animals and act a fool. That's why if we act a fool, therefore he comes out with another cartoon and says, you see what I told you? They're all monkeys. And, you know.
A lot of stuff you can do with this negative energy is turn it around, flip it into positive energy. And like you said, he is waiting. The person is waiting for people to start acting up because the next cartoon is going to be a monkey, you know, getting all this money and having bling bling with guns riding through the street with cigarettes and weed and all this, like, you know, the next cartoon is going to be worse than the first one.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. And you know, and I mean, shout out to Sean Bell's family, you know, that basically got shot, an innocent man got shot in New York, you know, 50 times, you know, and leaves a wife and children behind due to the fact that, you know, the police in New York, you know, are kind of, you know, off the hook. I mean, he killed the innocent man, 50 shots, man. We already have police officers beating up, you know, innocent people and shooting them. You saw the situation in California with the gentleman, the boss. There was a civilian who got it on their video, on their phone, on their cell phone camera.
Oh, man.
It's a whole bunch of nonsense, you know. And you know, since, like we said, we talked about earlier, you know, you're talking about monkeys. You know, there was a monkey that, you know, that got shot today. You know? Monkey that got shot today tried to rip a woman's face off and got shot. I don't know if the woman tried to attack it or what was going on, but the monkey got killed today, you know? And
I know what you mean. Lushy. Kind of like that report. Another report a while back of a girl being beat up on by a bunch of bullies on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you saw in the video. It was kind of disturbing. Some high school girls beating up.
It was like girl fight or something, and, you know, I mean, just the nature, we're evolving every day as human beings, and we're better than all of this nonsense, you know, like, we are better than, and please, people, even though I'm part of media, please, when the media is saying nonsense to you and clouding your mind with non-reality, don't feed that into the hype at all, like, we already know Fox News itself are giving you nothing but nonsense. We already know that, right? Come on.
I don't believe the hype.
You know, don't believe the hype. You know, they're going to sit here and feed up. We already know that from 9/11 now. Come on, man. Don't believe the hype. You know, when you have to question something, you know it's fake. Come on, let's get real, you know, and really sit back and think about what's really going on in the United States of America. Who are really suffering? The people that really, there's really no middle class anymore. There's either poor and rich.
Well, I wouldn't worry about the rich. Sooner or later, the Internal Revenue Service will be knocking on their door and hauling them off to jail.
Yep, because
like
a lot
that.
of A lot of them had their whole little loopholes, and, you know, and everybody's starting to get being exposed as a phony for all these little money laundering situations that's been going on.
Yeah, kind of like that woman who owned a lot of dogs who ended up saying that only the little people pay taxes. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that?
Well, actually, if you want to be technical, the 16th Amendment basically says that the federal tax, you really don't have to be paying taxes. And basically, if you never paid taxes ever in your life, you don't have to pay them. You're basically not in the system. But if you start paying it, that means you're in the system, and they can track you. But, I mean, it's basically unlawful. You can go check out the 16th Amendment. Like, really? The world is full of nonsense, and if we sit here and think about all the crazy things that's going on, we will be depressed. We just have to focus on ourselves and focus on, you know, due to the fact that our economy is crazy right now, we really have to focus on budgeting. And I want to propose this question to you guys. What do you think we can do to survive this economy crisis right now? Caller from the 202.
I think budgeting, saving up. I wouldn't say invest anymore right now because the economy is messed up. So I really don't know how to answer your question. I really can't answer that one for you. You know, besides the typical answers, save, watch what you spend, you know, don't spend on unnecessary things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having a car and a truck and then turn around and buy, you know, two new pairs of Jordans and stuff like that. You know, this money can go other places.
Mm-hmm.
For these men that got to pay child support, you know, pay the child support.
Yes, sir. That's paying that child support, man. People that's back there a couple thousand dollars in child support. Come on, people, you got to man up. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, Joe, what do you think that we can do to survive this crisis?
Well, for one thing, stop spending all of it on the war over in the Middle East, and hopefully try to send it to to other important causes like protecting young children from sexual predators.
Oh, okay. That's
the reason why, because they, John, and also helping find children that are missing. Because
mm-hmm.
One child is missing that was mentioned on the news, and this was after the Kaylee Anthony that's still going on.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of like lost on how is this supposed to be helping or balancing a budget.
Well,
I
think if they stop spending it on the war and helping here at home and hopefully funding.
Yeah, I understand
or
what you said about
or
the
Lord.
But would that have to do with, you know, kids that's missing and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude or funny, but I'm just trying to understand. I understand what you said about the money and the war and stuff like that, but all the other stuff is just...
Well, the other reason is there's too many kids missing.
Mailbox of 30.
They should really go to help those, find those kids missing and stop the crime rate. And maybe helps pay for the school.
Yeah, I don't think that really has anything to do with budget and money, for real.
Well,
but I could be wrong. I can be wrong.
I mean, I may be wrong in my.
Yeah, you may be wrong.
I'm sorry. I might be wrong. I'm sorry for bringing it up.
But no, but it's your opinion. Like I said, I'm not trying to be rude, whatever. But I'm just trying to like get to the point of her question, and you have answered it in the first part. But about the saving the kids and finding kids and stuff like that, I just didn't know where that was going.
Well, that's what's happening.
Oh God, I'm sorry. I got a crazy text, man, and it was hilarious. So Joe, I always love when you come on the show, man. You know, you always your different insight on different things, man. And 202, you definitely been breaking it down tonight, man.
Thanks.
You know. So you know, I have a caller here that basically wants to say something. Caller, you gonna say something, caller? All right, I guess the caller just wants to listen in tonight. Man, hey. Joseph, man, like,
yeah.
I swear, man, I love you, man. You definitely, you know,
love you too,
man. And,
even if the people are laughing in the back, it's okay, I'm not offended by it.
I'm not trying, I just really like there's so many points when you know, because I always like to hear your opinion about different things and stuff. Because like I said, on this show, everybody has a right to their own opinion. So you can never get offended because everybody has a right to their opinion on different things, you know. And it's always a pleasure, you know. And he is a faithful caller into Lush Radio Online. And, you know, he's definitely a supporter. And we love him for calling in all the time, you know. And like I said, Thursday, tomorrow we're going to be having the Street Queens, the movement. The first half of the show is the birthday for E2K Magazine. Emma, the owner of E2K Magazine, her birthday is the 19th, and we will be doing special dedication to her. And the second half of it is basically we're going to be talking about can Americans survive in today's America? You know, so we're going to be asking people, can they call in and state their opinion about that? It's the same number, 347-826-7722, tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Join the Street Queens, the movement. And at 6:30, I'll be on NSB Radio hosting that. And Friday, I'll be on themoveradio.com, T-H-A, not T-H-E. So you guys can tune in and log on to that. Man, it was great. You know, we had a young soldier. We had a caller from the Texas area. We had my man Joseph in here, Young Soldier. Check him out at www.youngsoldier.com, www.lushradioonline.com, nationalstreetbuzz.com, consultingguide.net, streetqueensofmovement.ning.com. And if you are a DJ and you want to play your myth on the show, Email me at lushradioonline.mp3@gmail.com. And the other business, email me at ceolushradioonline@gmail.com. It was wonderful, you guys, man, and I love y'all. And I appreciate you guys coming to the show and expressing your opinions. Joseph, tell the people where they can contact you at, Joe.
They can contact me at two sites, one being www.myspace.com/JoeJaws2006. Please forgive me if there are no photos posted at the moment due to a lack of a web camera, which I'm going to try to get and post them on, which I truly apologize again. And they can email me at jaketanner20@comcast.net.
That's what's up. Hey, I got that Valentine's thing you sent and stuff, Joe. That was you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's up. Thank you so much, man.
You're welcome. I'm happy it got there to you.
Thank you. And, 202, once again, how can they contact you, 202?
You can just hit me up through email. That'd be AntonioWebb@gmail.com. So that's AntonioWebb@gmail.com.
So, and I love you guys for coming through. If nobody told you they loved you today, I love you. Lush Radio Online, I do it for the people. I don't do it for myself. The people's voice, Lushy Lush, man. We support independent entrepreneurs and business owners in the industry and worldwide, people that just want a voice to be heard. Basically, ignore, you know, the nonsense, man. Let's stay focused and do what we have to do and stay focused in life. And don't wait just for somebody to put you on, put yourself on. I love you guys, and I'm going to hit you guys on the flip side, okay?
Thank you. I love you, too.
And that's what's up. All right, and see you later, man. That's what it is, man. Lush Radio Online. And this is how we do, all day, every day. Always giving you real talk to real people, you know? And life is life, and love is love. Mwah.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired of hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.